manggagawa. Iba-ibang mukha, iba-ibang kwento. Sa Soler on Air, silip samdo ng pagkuwa. Halika, usap tayo. Dito lagi kang kasali. Sa Soler on Air, sa Soler on Air.
Magandang gabi mga classmates! Ito po ang Soler on Air, ang inyong eskwelahan sa radyo tuwing Miyerkules, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. Ako po si Classmate Leanne.
Classmate Rosa po.
At ngayon pong buwan ng Hunyo ay dahil back to school na po tayo mga kaklase, ang atin pong topic na napili ay tungkol sa public education system sa ating bansa. At ito po ay kukumpara natin sa pamamagitan ng ating mga interviews with our resource persons mula sa bansang Netherlands, mula sa bansang Japan at United States. Tapos sa huling episode natin, meron tayong Filipino resource person para naman i-compare more or less, no? Talakayin natin kung ano yung mga pagkakatulad or pagkakaiba nung education system natin at yung mga bansang ito. Oh, yun. So, importante syempre ang edukasyon sa larangan ng paggawa o labor kasi sa pamamagitan ng edukasyon, hinuhubog natin ang ating mga manggagawa para pagdating ng araw, sila ay maging kapakipakinabang na miyembro ng ating labor force. So, kung maganda ang foundation natin sa elementary at high school, pwedeng maging, hindi yun, diba, hindi naman yun guarantee, Classmate Rosa, no? Talagang effective at productive ang magiging labor force. Pero mas, siguro mas mataas ang posibilidad na ang ating productivity, okay, productivity ng ating mga manggagawa, eh, mas mataas din kung mas mahusay sila, mas skilled. So, lahat yan kasi ay nafo-form o malaking bahagdan nafo-form during the basic years, no, basic schooling, so elementary at high school. At saka isa pa, itong mga nakaraang mga taon, alam naman natin kung ano ang rating ng Pilipinas pagdating sa yung global rating, pagdating sa performance ng ating mga estudyante sa science at math. Diba, Classmate Rosa? Medyo
parang kapag iiwan na ng konti.
Kapag iiwan na ng mga kabataang Pilipino pagdating sa husay at galing sa science and math.
Mm-mm.
Ang mga nangunguna dyan, syempre, Japan.
Japan, Korea.
Korea, diba? At saka mga bansang kanluranin.
Yeah.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
Na actually, ang United States medyo mabababa so, sa ranking eh.
Pumagsak sa kategorya niya dati.
Oo. So, yan, tingnan natin kung hindi naman natin yung mga guests natin dito sa mga episodes natin for June, hindi naman talaga sila experts sa education. Mm-hmm. Pero gusto lang nating malaman kung ano yung mga naging experiences nila sa kanilang pag-aaral sa kanilang bansa.
Okay.
Ayan. So, ngayon, ang ating guest ay mula sa Japan. Ayan.
Arigato.
Si ang ating classmate ngayong gabi, walang iba kundi si Justin Okabe. Classmate Justin, siya ay isang overseas research fellow sa Institute of Developing Economies, Japan External Trade Organization o JETRO. Sa ngayon, siya ay isang visiting researcher sa ating eskwelahan sa Soler. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Magandang gabi sa iyo, classmate Justin.
Magandang gabi po.
Ayan. Okay.
Galing niyang mag-Tagalog.
Oo. Doon pa lang, bilib do bilib na si classmate Rosa.
Pogi points na yon. Magaling mag-Tagalog.
Oo. Tsaka talaga naman, di ba? Nag-aaral siya.
Nag-aaral siya.
Ng Tagalog.
Ayan ang maganda sa mga dayuhan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pinag-aaralan ng sarili nating wika.
Oo, para pagdating mo sa Japan, pwede ka na rin mag-tutor sa ibang Japanese na gustong pumunta sa Pilipinas at gustong mag-aral ng Filipino.
Kung gusto natin at kung gusto namin,
Pwede. Okay. So, Justin, katulad ng nabanggit ko, pag-uusapan natin ang education system sa Japan.
Okay.
Karamihan ba ng mga eskwelahan or are most schools in Japan public schools or are there more private schools?
More schools are private. Public schools.
Okay. So you went to a public school?
Yes, I went to public schools from elementary up to the university.
Oh, that's cool. We also, right, Rosa? You also went to public school.
Oh, yeah.
I also public attended the public talaga. School up to college. Mm. So, we're all on the same boat. So, tell us, how many years of schooling do you have there in Japan?
Yes.
Basic.
Basic. In elementary school, like the Philippines, it's almost the same. We have 6 years elementary schools. Then we continue on 3 years junior high school. Then we have also the 3 years senior high school. Then it connect to the university education.
Okay. Mm. Okay, so 6 years of
elementary
and 6 years of high school.
Yes, but it is divided into junior and senior.
And senior. Mm. Okay, so 3 years of junior high school. Sa atin kasi, classmate Rosa,
4 years,
four years of junior.
For the Philippines case?
Yes, 4 years of junior and then 2 years of senior high school.
Okay,
okay, so we will discuss that further, the high school stage, but yes. I want to ask the pre-elementary.
You mean the kindergarten?
Yes. So, in your case, how old were you when you started school? Do you remember?
Because we have two kinds of preschool system. Although I'm quite not sure how to call those schools, but we have two tracks. One is literally the kindergarten, where children study the very basic, for example, the writings and drawing, the paints and singing with teacher. And this one is only available for the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
But another is like nursing.
Oh, like daycare.
Nursery.
Daycare, yes. Mm-hmm. Where children can be there for almost a whole day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because maybe their parents are working, mm-hmm. so they will have some difficulty in taking care of their children. And at that case, the parents send their children to the what we call daycare.
We call it daycare here.
Daycare,
yeah.
We have those two kinds of systems.
Mm.
But the younger ones go to the daycare. Is that the first step?
Yes.
Like.
Yes, actually, maybe the children with 0 year old can start that system.
Oh, at zero, not yet 1 year old.
Yes, yes.
Oh, we also have here in UP, actually, the family family life and child development center.
We call them also sometimes infant development.
Infant, yeah, okay. So, less than 6 months. Old,
yes.
They can, but it's not for the whole day, it's just I think 3 hours.
Only three hours.
Mm-hmm. So it's good that in Japan, you know, parents can leave their very young children there for the whole day so they can go to work.
But maybe younger than 1 year old, baby, very young babies, they are very difficult to take care
That's
for
right.
the teachers, so maybe it's more difficult.
Mm.
That's usual case are maybe the children with 2 years old or 3 years old.
But you, how old were you when you started school?
You mean the kindergarten? Or
the first time you went to school?
To the prep school?
Yeah.
It was maybe 3 years old.
3 years?
Before elementary? Yes. Yeah. 3 years.
So you were three. Yes. 3 years old.
At the time
when
I was three.
Okay. So children in Japan also start quite young. I mean, attend school at a very young age. Okay, so we will first take a break, classmate Justine. Magkakaroon tayo ng maikling paalala. Ang DZUP 1602 po ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Samahan niyo kaming mahook
sa isang malaman,
matapang,
at masayang usapan.
Psycho Clock Habits!
6 to 7 ng gabi, tuwing Huwebes,
sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong-gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako.
Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Isang oras ng Facebook? Posibleng katumbas niyan ay 2 pages sa paper mo. O, manonood ka muna ng episode ng paborito mong series. Nako, siguro natapos mo na report mo. O, isang tweet? Talaga? Isa lang? Nakapag-aral ka na sana para sa exam mo bukas. Hindi mo na mababalik ang oras mo. Kaya siguraduhin gamitin ito upang maging produktibo. Tigilan ang pag-cram. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika, usap tayo sa Solero Air.
Okay, nagbabalik po ang Solero on Air, mga classmates. Ako pa rin, si classmate Leanne.
Classmate Rosa po.
At kasama natin ngayon si classmate Justine mula sa Institute of Developing Economies, Japan External Trade Organization. Yan. Ang topic po natin ngayong gabi, mga classmates, ay yung public education system sa Japan. So, yung experiences ni classmate Justine, aalamin natin para at the end of this month, ay tignan naman natin ikumpara sa ating sariling mga practices. Kasi back to school po tayo ngayon dahil June na. So, classmate Justine, so from pre-elementary, punta naman tayo sa elementary, go to the elementary or the primary school years. So, in your experience, did you have to go to a different school from, you know, kinder to grade 1, or is it the same school that you...
No, because kindergarten is truly the kindergarten. And sometimes it will be managed in a private way. But the school is truly the school. So it is quite different.
Different schools. Okay, so can you describe, for example, how did you feel about... The first one I want to ask classmate Rosa is the method of teaching, how it is, you know, because here it is like that usually the teacher lectures over the, you know,
over the students,
the students, pupils. Or the pupils. So is it is it the we call it the
traditional system
teaching
of
method.
Education, yeah. Mm.
So you listen and then the teacher will just keep on talking or tell you, oh, you do the worksheets. You turn your book on page 6 and you read this. So not necessarily in grade 1, but you know, throughout the most of the
years in primary. Traditional methodology of teaching is the case for the upper grades, maybe grade 5th or grade 6. But for the very young grades, like grade 1 or grade 2, because it is difficult for the pupils to understand, even if the teachers give some lectures. So it is more interactional method that teachers use.
Can you give an example of what sort of interactive methods?
Interactive method, it's it's a bit difficult because I'm already old enough to recall my memories more than 20 years ago.
More than 20 years. Don't reveal your age.
But usually how many kids in a classroom? The average?
It's about 30 students or pupils.
And how many teachers?
One teacher. Yes. So.
And how many, like for 1 year level, how many sections, how many classes?
In a week?
No, in for example, first grade, how many sections, like how many groups of 30 students?
How many groups of
30 students are in grade 1, for example?
You mean how many subjects?
No, how many classes under a certain
grade? It depends on the density of population in that area. Mm-hmm. So in my elementary school, so far as I remember, it was 2 or 3 classes in a grade.
Oh, that's really very few.
A few.
Are you in a rural or in a city environment?
I was in Tokyo.
Tokyo. Very central. Because if I may just share, like in the Philippines, maybe in a small public school, or there are small public schools in the Philippines, classmate Rosa, there can be as many, usually how many
in
sections
schools,
in grade 1?
In public schools, usually around 40 to 50 students
per class.
Because of the density of our population, and the teachers are basically not so many go into teaching, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then in one year level, there are maybe at least five classes.
Or more.
Definitely more.
So, since the teaching method is almost the same for the upper grades, I think, lecture type.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Lecture type.
But Leah, I read somewhere that during the first few years of elementary, they're being taught imbibe habits. Yeah, mostly habits or character forming, like cleanliness. Is that so? Is that true? They
habits?
Teach you how to clean up.
You mean the discipline?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
So what did you have to do?
For example, after we finish our lunch break, then we should clean up our classroom. So every pupils should clean up the classroom, because they have their own role to clean up the rooms. Somebody is wiping out, and somebody is washing. Yes.
Parang tatagalog na siya. Hindi niya na maigres. Naghuhugas.
Yes, naghuhugas.
Oh, galing.
And also, washing the
nagpupunas ng windows, blackboard.
Wiping the windows.
Oh, talaga? Pati mga bintana, pinupunasan nyo?
Huh?
Even the windows, you have to, ano, to wipe?
Yes. Pupils have to do that.
Yeah, but because here, we only just sweep the floor and yes, chairs and tables.
And also, sometimes we clean up the blackboard.
Oh, yes, we also.
And they also clean up after, well, when you go to your lunch breaks and you take your lunch in a cafeteria, you clean up after you.
Ah, yes.
You do?
In the cafeteria.
Yes.
Because our school does not have a cafeteria inside the school building.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. So they didn't have to clean up, Rosa. Because wala silang canteen.
Mm-mm.
But okay, so you bring your own food to school?
Yeah, sometimes, but it depends on the school. Some schools will provide grass food.
What's that?
I'm not sure how to call it in English.
Mm-hmm.
But schools provide the pupils with their lunch.
Mm.
For free? Or not?
And the parents have to pay. Mm-hmm. But it is still very cheap because the local government give all the schools with subsidies.
Mm.
That's why much cheaper.
Oh, okay. Regarding the costs, is it, aside from that part where parents have to pay for the food and things like that, is it generally free, the education in Japan?
You mean the tuition?
Tuition
is
books,
free. And what?
Books?
Yeah, in elementary also the textbooks are free.
And then uniforms?
In elementary, we usually do not have uniform.
Ah, you don't wear uniforms?
Yes.
Mm. I read that too.
Okay.
They don't have uniform.
Yes.
And then, so you bring your own food in your case?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You.
I was eating the school lunch.
School lunch?
Prepared by schools.
Ah, prepared
not by my parents.
Oh, okay. Uh-uh. Yes.
And then you eat it inside your classroom?
Yes, classroom, together with our classmates and also the teacher.
But that's you don't have a cafeteria or?
No.
No cafeteria?
Yes, no cafeteria. Inside the building.
Mm.
So you must have also in class, in your inside your room, you must have a, what's this?
Sink.
In the classroom? No.
You don't have to wash the dishes or anything?
Sink, there is a sink in the corridor. Not in the classroom, but in the corridor.
What's that corrido? Maybe the outside hallway?
Yes, yes.
Ah, okay. So what do you usually have for lunch?
The menu of the...
Yeah, usually the school. Because we also want to compare, you know, what children in Japan eat.
Yes.
Maybe that has an influence.
Is it more nutritious? Or is it...
Yeah, it's very simple because pupils are still so young.
Mm-hmm.
So... For example, the typical our lunch is like with, of course, with rice and...
Sushi?
No.
No sushi?
No sushi. Yeah,
sashimi.
Just white rice or sometimes a bread.
Uh-huh.
And then we sometimes eat the noodles like pancit canton.
Mm.
And also we have some
appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
But
fruit.
Yes, sometimes. For example, with hamburger, hamburg, is it okay?
Hamburger, yeah.
Hamburger.
Not without bread, only the meat.
Ah, the patty.
Patty, yes. Mm. Patty and with some vegetables and with rice or with bread.
Mm-mm.
With milk.
With milk,
yes.
Always with milk.
Yes, every day we drink the milk.
Oh. Wow, that's healthy.
And water.
No water.
It's healthy.
In the lunchtime, we always drink the milk.
Mm.
Oh,
maybe it's very nutritious to the young children's bodies.
Yeah. Mm. So how many hours do you spend in school?
How many hours?
Yes.
In a day? maybe from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. So including 1 hour lunch break, so about maybe 6 hours or 7 hours.
And you're only provided one free meal is lunch during lunchtime.
Free lunch.
Okay. Do you have to bring, you know, snacks to school?
No, it's prohibited in elementary schools.
Oh, you cannot bring snacks?
Yes, we cannot.
Well, no junk food, that's good.
Yeah, prohibited. If some pupil brings his snack, then teacher will scold.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe the teacher will pick up the snack and the teacher will telephone to his parents to educate better.
Yeah.
Because this is immoral action.
Oh, that's really something.
In the Philippines, you have a store inside the school.
Even
and
elementary.
And children have bring money with them to buy from the store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even bringing the money is also prohibited, generally.
Oh, that's good practice. Yeah.
Maybe it is for the case if the pupil lost the money or if the pupil's money was robbed by somebody, then it will be very problematic. Mm-hmm. So that's why the school is prohibiting to bring the money or to bring the snack. Because it will be cause of quarreling over the students.
So this is until grade 6?
Yes.
No snacks to be brought to school.
Yeah.
Oh, and also general practice.
And also my junior high school was like that.
Oh.
Yes. So it continues for 9 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, very interesting, mga classmates, hindi ba? O ganun pala sa Japan, ha? Bawal magdala na.
Tsaka usually, they usually have the same meals. The same for all the students.
At the same for
is it true?
The same, they serve you
the same kind of food.
First grade until
for all the students they offer you or they give the same.
Yes, same food.
Same lunch for example. Mm.
But older guys will of course request more. Yes.
More rice please.
Yes.
Okay.
Kasi yung I think yung equality daw na narinig ko. Mm-hmm. Equality.
Equal dapat. Emphasize bata pa.
Emphasize. Equality.
Okay, mga classmates, ang DZUP 1602 po ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas, sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Ito na ang programang kukumpleto sa Webes nyo.
Yun, yun!
Tampok ang mga boses, kwento at talento ng ating mga kawani, reps at mga guro ng bayan.
Yun, yun!
Tara na at pakinsa sa usapan para sa isang pamantasan at bansang masaya, masigla, malaya, makamamamayan at makabayan. Para sa isang tatakbon nyo na usapan, Yun! Tuwing Huwebes, alauna hanggang alas 2 ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Inihahatid ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino o KWF ang Salin Na, Lopez Haina 2017. Ang taunang patimpalak ng KWF sa pagsasalin ng pinakamahalagang tekstong pampanitikan, pangkultura at pangkasaysayan. Ito ay bukas sa publiko, kabilang na rin dito ang mga dayuhan na marunong mag-Filipino. Ang huling araw ng pagsusumite ng mga ilalahok ay sa 19 ng Agosto 2017. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, maaaring tumawag sa komisyon sa 243-9789. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng KWF sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
No to tuition hike! Demand justice for human rights victims! Stop corruption! Okay! Sign the petition! Sign the petition! Sign... Ang daling maging responsableng mamamayan basta may internet. Ay, makatulog na muna.
Hoy, gising! Hindi nalulutas ang problema ng bayan sa pagpindot-pindot mo dyan. Ang tunay na paggawa, may kalakip na konkretong aksyon. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Liga, usap tayo sa Solero
Nagbabalik po ang Solero on Air, mga classmates. Ako po si classmate Leanne.
Classmate Rosa po.
At syempre si classmate Justine ang ating guest ngayong gabi para aliwin tayo at ituro sa atin ang kanyang mga experiences o i-share sa atin ang kanyang mga experiences nung siya isang mag-aaral pa lang sa Japan. Syempre masaya ang ating kwentuhan kaya talagang nakakaaliw. Oo. Classmate Justine, so how many books do you have to, did you remember, you know, feeling that you're carrying so many books to school back heavy. Then?
Yes, usually we have 6 subjects in a day, so it means that we brought 6 textbooks.
And notebooks.
Yes. So times 2 is 12. Yeah, so especially for the young guys, maybe they will feel so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so it's the same as here. And then how much homework did you have to do at home? Do you remember having to do every night homework?
Yes.
Especially in the upper grades or not really?
In elementary, I don't think that the teachers are giving so so much volume of homework to the pupils.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than homework, we just do some assignments just after the classes. So after the classes finish at around 3:30, sometimes we were still remaining in the classroom to complete some assignments in order not to do in our home.
Yeah, that's a good practice.
Yes.
Very nice.
So,
no? Are you talking about the small when you were still like first grade, second grade?
Yes.
How about 5th grade and 6th grade? Is it the same?
Is it? Yeah, it is the same.
Mm,
as
so
far as
it is
in an elementary school.
Oh, so you didn't have to do a lot of homework.
Yeah, of course we have. But compared to high school, we have very little amount of homeworks.
Very interesting.
Actually, same. I think I experienced the same. When I was in elementary, not much homework. Only in high school.
Yes, yes. But
every night, di ba? Meron kang ginagawa.
Usually in high school, usually.
Yeah, elementary, wala?
I don't remember. Mm. Not much.
Okay.
But after the school vacation, we have to do a lot of homeworks.
Oh.
Just after we finish our school vacations, because we have 3 long vacations, summer vacation, winter vacation, and spring vacations. So after those vacations, we have to complete much volume of homeworks.
Okay.
Yes.
How long are those breaks?
Summer vacation is for 30 days, so almost 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
And winter vacation is about 2 weeks or, yes, 2 weeks. And the spring one is also the same.
2 weeks
also? 2 weeks, yes.
Okay. So, Okay, I go to the, my next question would be about grades.
Grades,
grades,
yes.
For the elementary also. So, are you aware of your, you know, the grades that the teacher give you for...
Yes, we were aware of our own grades that teacher gave us.
Mm-hmm. So even in elementary, they all are already very specific. The teachers, you know, you're Justine, your grade 4. I don't know how it is, whether it's every quarter or for the whole year, or is.
Each semester we receive the grades.
Oh, so how is it? How's the grading like in Japan?
It's like very good, good, and good luck. Maybe with good luck, teacher wants to mean that students should study more.
Mm-hmm.
But just what is written in that column is that good luck.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not numeric. It's like it's not like 970, 75.
Numeric grading 80. Is starting from high school.
Mm.
So elementary, at my time, mm-hmm. it was like that. Mm-hmm. Very good, good, or good luck.
Really?
But I'm not so sure whether it is the same as contemporary.
Now.
Now I don't.
So there's no pass or fail.
It is automatically passing.
Mm.
No fail.
No one fails.
Yes.
Do you know if did you have any classmates who had to return or go back to repeat, for example, year 1 or year 2?
Repeating the grades?
Yes.
No,
for example,
we do
it's
not
like
have.
Failing.
No, we don't no. have.
But it's so cute, Rosa. Good luck. did you ever get a good luck?
Yes.
In your elementary?
Yes, I have.
And did your parents have to go to school for because you had a good luck grade or no?
No, my parents also told me good luck. Good luck for next semester. Not to take the same grade. Yes.
But it really is, you know, quite low if you get a good luck. Huh?
Not really.
Not really.
Mm, yes.
Mm. So nice.
That's very encouraging.
Yeah,
yes.
At least the
saying, bad
or good
fair.
Or just fair or needs improvement.
Or because it's a bit difficult to translate into Japanese, English.
Yeah.
So maybe it can be good luck or maybe kontepa.
Try harder, something
yes,
like
yes.
that.
Improve some more,
yes.
like that.
Yeah, maybe kontepa is more correct. Rather than good luck.
Rather than perhaps. Mm-hmm. So every end of the year, do you have these recognition rights too? Like what we have in the Philippines? Most schools have, you know. Okay, first honors, Justin. Second honors, Rosa. Things like that. Best in math, Justin.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have that, guy?
Even in the elementary?
Yes.
We have valedictorian, salutatorian, first honorable, second honorable,
oh, really?
Third honorable
on the
mention.
Sixth, yeah.
Oh, really?
Sixth, yeah, on the last year of
even from elementary grade 1.
Grade 1, we have first honors usually, yeah, in many schools, first, second, third honors, best in English, best in math, best in physical education, science, you get a ribbon, get a medal. Most behave, most active, most artistic. Do you have that?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, we have nothing like that.
Mm. What kind of recognition do you get?
Just we receive those grades.
Oh.
And also the teacher give the very private comment to every pupil.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all that.
That's all.
Okay. So you don't know who's the, you know, smartest in class?
After high school, we can catch such information. But as long as in elementary, not so competitive.
Okay.
Not no much
very
pressure for the children to excel or...
Also in the Netherlands.
You don't have a ceremony in grade 6 when you leave elementary school.
Grade 6?
Yeah. Usually
the
when
last
you...
Last grade.
You mean the graduation ceremony?
You have for a graduation, right?
Yeah.
Or
yes, we have. Yes.
You do have.
But in high school, do you now have this recognition for...
Not like not recognition or award.
Yeah,
but
no award. Yeah.
But the way in which the teachers inform the students of the excellent students is maybe through the what we call in class newspapers written by every teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, every grade the teachers publish the newspapers for each grade, and sometimes after we finish the examinations, the teacher will write the average test scores of each subject, and who was the best score, who was obtaining the best scores, maybe from best students to top 10. So that's why we could catch the information about
who's good.
Yes.
Who's really excellent in class. Oh, okay. So that's quite a muted kind of recognition, unlike in the Philippines where you really receive the medal on stage.
Oh, medals.
Yes.
This is also very encouraging the students.
Okay, so very interesting talaga na malaman ng mga experiences ng ating classmates sa Japan. Okay, magkakaroon muna uli tayo mga classmates ng maiksing paalala. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika!
Overthink on.
Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung BS.
Sabi ko na yun.
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo na lang ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo siya shout ng maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naisip.
Nagsusundutan
lang tayo dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Save the environment!
Yan ang madalas nilang sabihin. Pero paano ba yung gagawin?
Magtanim ka ng mga puno hanggang matapunan lahat ng mga bundok.
Mag-invento ka ng renewable fuel. Ipatigil mo ang mining at logging sa buong mundo. Go!
Hindi kailangang bongga. Start small. Unplug. Tanggalin sa saksakan ang mga gadgets o appliances na hindi ginagamit. Ang matipid na paggamit ng kuryente ay pagtulong sa kalikasan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
No to tuition hike! Demand justice for human rights victims! Stop corruption!
Okay. Sign the petition. Sign the petition.
Sign.
Ang daling maging responsableng mamamayan basta may internet. Ay, makatulog na muna.
Hoy, gising! Hindi nalulutas ang problema ng bayan sa pagpindot-pindot mo dyan. Ang tunay na paggawa may kalakip na konkretong aksyon. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Liga, usap tayo sa Solero din.
Okay, nagbabalik po ang Solero Nair na sa huling yugto na po tayo ng ating episode para sa gabing ito, unang Miyerkules ng Hunyo. Ako po si Classmate Leanne.
Classmate Rosa po.
At kasama pa rin natin si Classmate Justine. Classmate Justine, punta naman tayo sa high school. We go to the high school, your high experiences as a high school student. And we're interested, or I'm interested to know more about the transition from junior and senior high school and yes. the different tracks. Yes. When do students have to decide what tracks? And in the first, by the way, what are the different tracks in high school?
Do you mean what kind of tracks are there
are
in
there,
high
yes.
school? The one is, of course, the normal, which is for the tertiary education.
Mm-hmm.
So those students are, of course, aiming to progress for universities and colleges. Mm-hmm. And another one is vocational course. Mm-hmm. But in a vocational course, it is divided into some sub-courses like agriculture, engineering, and health cares,
mm-hmm.
etc. Mm-hmm. Although I'm not so familiar with those tracks, but some students choose the normal track, mm-hmm. while other students choose the vocational track.
Mm-hmm. So
when, especially when they decided which senior high school they want to go.
Mm.
Yes.
So, do you mean to say that students have to transfer to a different school?
From junior to senior, yes.
Ah, okay. So, more specialized, perhaps, the senior high school?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And so, the first 3 years is junior, and then last 3 years is senior high
yes.
school. So, when do you have to decide?
Because... in order to decide what senior high school you will go, you have also to decide, you have to prepare for the entrance exam of senior high school, which will be starting from maybe junior high school grade 2. It is in between, in the mid of 3 years.
Mm.
So since then, maybe they will be starting to specify the topic.
Mm-hmm.
The track.
The track.
Yes.
So they're just basically two tracks.
Two
vocational
tracks.
Vocational and university.
Yes.
Or
preparation course.
Yeah, preparation course. Okay. So, and then you have to take a national exam or.
In the exam.
Senior high school to
no
or is
it, is it a it is a prefectural level exam.
When you say prefectural level,
it's almost the same as the province in the Philippines.
Okay, so you just that's the exam you have to take to which will determine which senior high school
yes.
you can go. Okay. Okay, Justin, I want to know naman about sports education in
yes.
Japan. What kind of physical education classes do you have to attend there in high school?
Well, we have a single class which is titled physical education, but maybe depending on the physical education's teacher, what kind of sports will we playing is varying.
So it depends on the teacher.
Yes, it depends on the teachers.
Oh, it is not as if on a first year of high school you will study basketball or swimming, and then second year is volleyball, things
yeah,
like that.
Like that, but it depends also on whether it is on junior high school or senior high school. In my junior high school case, it was very general, starting from just jogging and running, and also playing some ball sports like basketball and soccer and baseball, and sometimes badminton, and also tennis. Yeah, it is very general. And also we played very various sports through the year. But in senior high school, in my case, at least in my case, we had three teachers. One is specializing in rugby. Do you know rugby? No.
Rugby.
American football.
Oh, rugby? Mm-hmm.
Yes, rugby. And the second teacher was on soccer. And the third one is on judo. Do you know judo?
Yes.
Yeah. It's
martial arts.
Yes. Mm. One of Japanese traditional, what we call budo.
Mm-hmm.
So following those three teachers, we also play rugby for one time in a week, and soccer one time in a week, and judo in a week one time. Yeah, so it was truly depending on the teacher's specialty. It continued from the first year of senior high school, then up to the last grade of senior high school.
How about clubs? Did you also have clubs in school?
Yeah, we had many clubs.
Like what?
Yeah, like the
singing club.
Yeah, of course we had.
We have
not only the
choral group.
Yes, but the majority was the club activities on sport like soccer, the baseball, basketball, and volleyball, like that.
Dating club.
What? Anong club?
Do you already date girls in high school? Dating. I mean, is it allowed already?
Can be done voluntarily by
How about junior prom and senior prom?
Yeah,
you have that
prom
night, you know, you get to dress up and then invite
a partner.
A partner,
like cultural festival,
maybe.
We call it the cultural festival.
What happens there?
Some students are dressing up, and somebody's cooking up for some foods to sell to other students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the not sport, but the cultural activities.
Oh, that's different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here
but
it's
do you
more
have language classes also.
Yeah, about language.
Language classes. We have two: Japanese and English.
Okay. So no senior and junior prom, Rosa.
No senior prom.
None yet.
But maybe
because
that
senior prom is. It's more, you know, it's more romantic. You don't have to cook. Nobody cooks. You come in your best attire. You come with a date. And then there's a program. There's dinner.
You ask for someone you like to be your date.
Now I get it. But such a prom, we have nothing. We do not have.
But in my, I went to a public school. I don't remember us having also.
We have a senior prom.
But perhaps there are some similarities in private schools, but I didn't know.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So very nice. Very interesting. Thank you, Justin, for sharing with us your experiences. And maybe one time we might ask you to sing too, because you have this singing club perhaps in one of our programs, karaoke, Rosa, video.
A karaoke.
Do you sing?
It's my favorite to sing. Especially going to karaoke box.
They were the ones who originated karaoke. So they should be.
Yes.
Okay. I hope we will have that opportunity.
Yes.
Yes. You can sing and we will dance. Yes. Okay, maraming salamat, salamat po. Ano ba 'yan sa Japanese? Classmate Rosa. Arigato, arigato gozaimasu.
Oh, magaling.
Classmate Justine. At salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Ito po ang Soler on Air. Nagpapaalam hanggang sa susunod pong episode.
Yes. Hanggang sa susunod na Miyerkules, magsama-sama tayong muli dito sa Soler on Air. So Soler on Air.